This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, on Love Sport Radio. What a show we are having for you, because I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a current theme at the minute on the Pompey Fan Show. They seem to be playing every time they do a fan show, and the brilliant Jake Smith, the brilliant Freddie Webb still join us. They give us live reaction from the games, tell us what's going on, but maybe, just maybe, they see it as a positive, they see it as an omen, because it's six games unbeaten. The last two times we've been on the phone, Portsmouth have been winning. They're in action tonight. It's away. It's Lincoln City. There's 4 minutes to go. They're winning. They're 1-0 up. Jake, always good to have you on. What is going on?
Do you know what, Charlie? Absolutely brilliant. You mentioned you're a good omen. You also mentioned that we're 1-0 up. We've just scored to double the advantage. We're now 2-0 up. The John Marcus penalty has doubled Pompey's lead. So fantastic to be talking to you tonight, and great to be reporting live from Citadel Bank. But really excited to be back on the show, and really excited again to see Pompey winning.
Well, Jake, you can't see me, maybe perhaps the benefit of radio, but I've got a massive smile on my face, A, because you've just alerted us to the fact that Portsmouth and our 2-0 up, live updates, but where's my OBE? Where's the MBE? It's surely me that's turned this Portsmouth run and kicked it off in style, isn't it?
I do think so, Charlie, I do think so. The Portsmouth Fan Show, of course, launched in January 2020, and this is really the month we've turned our season around. It's been a great month, it really has. And we have turned our season around massively.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about six games unbeaten, looking like seven now, literally minutes to go, 2-0 up, and we keep speaking about unbeaten at home. Isn't it great? Isn't it brilliant? But what's happened now, Jake, is we've transferred it over into the away form and getting those points on the road.
Yeah, this is five, if we can see this out, which I think we will, only a minute and a half of the game to go now. This will be five wins on the road in all competitions. And that is just brilliant, considering the fact... And, Ronan Curtis is throwing goal now. The keeper saved it. It was 1-1, the keeper capitalised on a defensive error there. It could have been a 3-0, but it's not quite. But, yeah, the away form has just completely flipped on its head. I think prior to a couple of weeks ago, only two wins on the road for Pompey this season. We've doubled that tally in the space of two or three weeks. So things have massively turned around, and the football we're playing as well has just been a lot better quality.
Well, this is it, Jake, and, you know, I don't mean to throw out every football cliche in the book, but wins, obviously, players thrive on that. The confidence goes through the roof. They take that momentum into each and every game. Now we're talking about five wins on the spin. They are the danger team in League One, the team on form, even beating Championship opposition in the week. It's just absolutely crazy that, you know, they're looking like almost two different sides. Not to say the first half of the season was terrible, but we're seeing a new side completely since this 2020 started.
Do you know what? I think it would be fair to say that the first half of the season was terrible. I think we were in 19th place at the start of December, which for a team and a club like Portsmouth is not good enough. But it's fair to say we have turned a corner, and I can't describe the fact or how much of a feel-good factor there is at the club at the moment. Seven wins on the road, this would be, in all competitions. We're through to the fifth round of the FA Cup, potentially only two wins away from Wembley. We're only one win away from the Wembley in the EFL Trophy and retaining that title again. And the entire fan base really seems to have united together to back the manager, back the players, and back the entire system. I think if any team is going to build the momentum in the second half of the season to propel themselves into the playoffs, or dare I say it, the top two, it's going to be Pompey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible stuff, really. It's always why you go on a run, because the players... Now, there's so many players we could talk about. When you're in a bad spot, you go, there's only one who come out of that with any positive light. But everyone's really performing at the minute. A cohesive unit, you know, a team that's really going from strength to strength. But just on tonight's performance, because we haven't seen it yet, Jake, who's impressed and how has the game really panned out?
I'll be honest, the first half was rather quiet. It was a massive contrast to Saturday's game, where Pompey really attacked Barnsley. They looked to close the Championship side down at every given opportunity. There was higher press. In this game, we seem to have set off a little bit. The incentive to win hasn't been, I guess, massively there as opposed to the weekend. But it was a slow start to the match. Ronan Curtis with a piece of excellence, real brilliance with a free kick. It's a well-worked routine right on a stroke of half-time. And that really has changed the way the second half's panned out, because Pompey have been on top. Good credit to Lincoln, because they've got a fantastic record at home this season. But again, like I'm saying, the way that we've turned around the season, I'm not massively surprised that we've come here to a fortress that is Sinsel Bank and managed to get a result, and fairly convincingly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're beating teams now that are fancied in your league and teams that have a good home record. And soon now, it starts right here. We can't just keep talking about Portsmouth, the team with good home form. We have to talk about Portsmouth, the team who are absolutely running like a steam train. We're talking about the 5 wins on the bounce. Where has it come from, though, Jake? Because, you know, not too much has changed. I know there's been a couple of additions, but it has really turned the corner.
Do you know what? I'd love it if I had the answer to that question. I'd love it.
$1 million question.
It is. I struggle with trying to pinpoint that on every show I do for Express FM, because nothing's changed apart from the free transfers we've brought in. Cameron McGeehan, Rico Hackett Fairchild, and Steve Seddon. Rico Hackett Fairchild, youngster, hasn't actually played a league minute for the Blues yet. Steve Seddon, really, arguably, the main man that has changed Pompey's season. His deliveries from the left-hand side, his ability to run back to help out of the defence whilst tracking back after going forward. But most importantly, his usage of the set pieces. He can take a corner, he can take a free kick. And I think in the last 4 games, before today's game, he's contributed to 6 goals, not scored or assisted necessarily, but 6 goals that Pompey has scored have come via a Steve Seddon corner, free kick, or just across into the box. Out in the last 5 games, so he's made a massive, massive impact to Pompey. And I think it could be down to him and the recruitment at the club in this window.
Yeah, and obviously set pieces playing their part on a weekend as well. There's always a worry, Jake, isn't there, that, you know, you didn't have a league game on the weekend, you was in cup action, and, you know, you're playing a lot of extra games, you're obviously involved in the EFL trophy. Maybe will this start to take its toll on the team? A, we're not seeing any of that at the minute, and B, what we are seeing, there's always big question marks. Can a team carry over that form from one cup competition to the next? That's exactly what Pompey are doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is a massive kick in the teeth to someone like Jurgen Klopp, Pep Guardiola. You've got these teams down in the League One and League Two who are playing week in, week out. Not only week in, week out, but Tuesday, Saturday, a lot of Wednesday game as well. We've got 46 league games, plus the EFL Trophy, plus being in the Carabao Cup in earlier stages of competition, and the FA Cup as well. We play so many games. I think so far this season, we've played one extra game with Liverpool, and I think between now and the end of the season, we've still got 3 extra games to play. Yet, these big teams always complain about how they're not getting the appropriate rest in, and if I'm honest, if I'm going to put my 50 pence in, I think it's a load of rubbish. I think if we can do it down in League One and League Two, I think the Premier League teams are more capable of doing it. I think you are right in the fact that tiredness and fatigue could play a part, but it's just the way of the game. We've got to manage that. We've got a squad for a reason.
Yeah, and I know obviously this is the Portsmouth fan show, but when you hear comments like that and obviously saying we need a winter break because there is no winter break for the lower leagues, and saying, the players need to be rested, they were promised it, and the kids are being played in the cup, and then we're seeing Pompey go into the 5th round, you know. We're seeing Pompey go all the way to the semi-finals of the EFL Trophy and doing well in League One. Do you take that with... it caused you a little bit of offence. Is that fair, Jake?
Yeah, I think it is fair to say. I think it's slightly disrespectful to these lower league teams. The fact that, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Jurgen Klopp. I think he's a brilliant manager, and I think what he's done at Liverpool is fantastic. But I think when you do read comments like that, and they're going to play a weekend side against Shrewsbury in the FA Cup, and you kind of feel that, you know, they've come over to our league system and they're trying to change things but haven't necessarily been broken. Yes, we play a lot of games, but that's what the fans want. They want as many games as they can. They want to go and support their team week in, week out. They don't want winter breaks.
Well, Jake, please give me the good news. Is it now full time? The Pompey have 3 points in the bag.
It is full time. Pompey have won 2-0, 7 wins in a row, and I believe now up into the playoffs for the first time this season.
Unbelievable. And they was only outside on those playoffs, and they didn't even play on the weekend, so they still have that game in hand. And now that's a bigger advantage to really kick on, isn't it, Jake?
He is, and only now, I believe, 3 points behind Ipswich Town with a game in hand at the top of the table. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think they're playing tomorrow.
Ipswich are playing tonight, Jake.
Oh, they're playing tonight, sorry.
They but are 1-0 down to Rotherham in the 94th minute. They are losing 1-0 to Rotherham.
Wow, incredible. So, all I know is there's only 2 or 3 points in between now the top place and 6th and 7th. So, there's certainly a lot to play for. And it is so wide open, we mentioned it week in, week out. But, again, Pompey with the ascendancy and hopefully can continue that.
Yeah, absolutely. Jake, as always, as much as I make a joke of saying it's me that's the positive omen, you're the one at the games. You're the one good enough to give us the live reports. Mate, it seems like it's your doing. It's you the reason why Portsmouth are on this good run. I look forward to chatting to you next week on the Pompey show. Enjoy those celebrations. Jake Smith there, always great to get him on. And at the game, so much authentic live reaction there. But Portsmouth, boy, do they go from strength to strength. Beating Lincoln City tonight, 2-0. 2 goals, 3 points, a clean sheet. Does it get much better? 7 games unbeaten.
This is Love Sport.
You're listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, if you're listening, I do say it a lot, but what a show we're having. Always makes a better fan show when Portsmouth now have a 7-game unbeaten streak. Unbelievable stuff. To be joined by Jake, who was at the game as well, getting that live reaction. What a run Pompey are on, and such a run it is, because they are now in the 5th round, and that is the first time they have been there for quite some time, and they will face Arsenal next. What a huge tie for them, and that is at Fratton Park. Jake Smith obviously joining us, and Portsmouth beat Lincoln City 2-0 tonight. Well, a man who knows just as much, always good to get him on and have his insight, is Freddie Webb. Freddie, thank you for joining us. But I said this last week, fearing a fear of repeating myself, you must be absolutely loving this.
Of course I am, yeah. It's 7 wins in a row. I couldn't imagine Portsmouth doing that earlier in the season. It was a very professional performance at a tough ground to go to away from home.
Yeah, and we spoke about it, didn't we? We covered it at length, how good Portsmouth are doing at home. But we can't really mention that now. We just have to mention how good Portsmouth have done because we see a lot of teams, very Jekyll and Hyde, you know, solid at home, the fortress, and then they can't quite work it out on their travels. But Portsmouth have found something at the minute, and whatever it is, Freddie, they need to bottle it up and continue it, don't they?
Oh, precisely, yeah. That was what Portsmouth were like earlier in the season when they couldn't buy points away from home to save their lives. But really the change for me is a more aggressive press off the ball. Portsmouth did that very well against Barnsley in the 5th round of the FA Cup, and they showed it here to a certain extent against Lincoln. Didn't create as many clear-cut chances in the FA Cup game, but defensively they were very strong and were able to break down Lincoln in the end for 2-0.
Yeah, obviously, Freddie, we know how the first half of the season went. Jake alluded to it there, you know, not where Pompey fans expect them, not anywhere near the high standards they set themselves. You know, earlier on in December they were still 19th. Now we're seeing this good run. We don't want to get too high in the highs or too low in the lows, but it was Barnsley on the weekend. A championship outfit, yes, they're lower down there, they're fighting for their lives, but it's a team that tore up League One last season, a very good outfit at home. You beat them with ease. It was 4-2, 4-1 at one point. Is this the ceiling of the team? You're mixing it with a championship, and this is where this team could be very, very soon.
That game was a complete barometer for what this team could be like in the championship if we get there. Yes, Portsmouth aren't playing perfect football at the moment, and there are probably many things that fans could criticise about, but that game just shows that in some circumstances, Portsmouth might not be far away if they can get their tactics spot on.
Yeah, that is where the ceiling is. There's really another gear for this side. It was a bit of a goal fest, a 6-goal thriller on the weekend. Quite annoying, though. I know Kenny Jackett will be frustrated about conceding that late one, even though Portsmouth were out of sight. Just those little mental errors of sorts at the end.
Oh, precisely, yeah. Well, it's always hard to concentrate for the entire 90 minutes. Kenny Jackett alluded to that himself, saying how they dropped a lot deeper in the last quarter of an hour. And I don't think the fact that he made a lot of subs and obviously tired legs didn't help with that at all. And that's why Connor Chaplin got his goal at the end. But I think if Portsmouth were only up by 2 goals or 1 goal, I don't think that would have happened at all. I think that was just since they were comfortable at that point, that's probably why that goal conceded.
Yeah, we're seeing all players fire on all cylinders at the minute. Great team goals, great goal from Ben Close, you know, great opening goal, brilliant strike by him. But then Corley Woodrow pulled one back. Was you thinking, oh, here we go, we've got a game in our hands now, or did you think this was still Portsmouth for the taking?
I thought it was going to be a tough game, and Corey Woodrow scored that unbelievable goal from about 30 yards or so. I think Barnsley had another chance straight afterwards, which was I think it was a shot from the middle of the penalty area. I can't remember who took it, that was just wide. So if that goes in, it was a completely different game. But no, Portsmouth stuck to their game plan afterwards, and that goal from Brandon Curtis was clinical, and it helped Portsmouth see out the match.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We're talking about a Portsmouth side who have now recorded 7 straight wins in all competitions. They're combining the FA Cup run with a promotion push in League One. They're now in the playoffs. They've got an upcoming EFL trophy in semi-final. I mean, this is pinch-yourself stuff, isn't it?
Oh, precisely, yeah. It was similar to last season when Portsmouth had a lot of success in the Cup games as well. I think this would be another season where Portsmouth play over 60 games. So that would be really exciting, and it would be great to see them continue this rich reign of form again. But I can think about a lot of fans maybe having a slight thought in the back of their head going, will these extra games bite them in the end? But hopefully they won't do.
Yeah, I know Jake alluded to that as well, obviously mentioning what Jurgen Klopp said and playing the kids. Obviously, Portsmouth haven't had those struggles. But when it is such a rough, tough run of games, every 2 to 3 days, you know, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, it will eventually take its toll. But when you're on a run like this, do you think, no, let's just keep it going? You know, it could be 10 games, could be 12 games. Or do you think you that sort of, not pessimistic fan, but we all get a little bit worried and think, oh, it has to end sooner or later?
I'm less pessimistic than I would have been last season, because I think the difference this season is Portsmouth have the depth. They have multiple players in pretty much every position on the pitch, apart from right back. So really, if there are injuries, if they're tired legs, and Portsmouth had to bring somebody else in, for example, if they had to play Aris Harrison up front, or if they had to play Marcus Harness at right wing instead of Ryan Williams, etc., I'd be more happy. I'm happier now due to the fact that Portsmouth have that extra depth in the squad, whereas last season they were really struggling, and it was definitely a case of Portsmouth had an excellent starting 11 and a couple of substitutes, but apart from that, it was very thin, and that's probably why it caught up for Portsmouth in the end when it came to playoff time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pompey have reached the fifth round for the first time in 10 years. That in itself is an achievement, Freddie, and maybe a reward for that achievement. They will face Arsenal. It is at home. It is in Fratton Park. What a plum draw, a plum tie this is. What did you make when it was Arsenal who come out of the hat?
Oh, absolutely. I was very excited about that, especially at home. I think the only other thing I wouldn't have minded if it was a big team away from home, just so Portsmouth can get the extra gate money. But Fratton Park will be rocking when that game comes on. Think back to the South Coast Derby earlier in the season. The Premier League players were put off by the excellent atmosphere in the game. I think that could potentially happen in the same way against Arsenal if they play a lot of youth team players who are not used to that sort of crowd. So no, I'm very excited for that game, and it's a free hit for Portsmouth essentially. It's not the end of the world if they lose against Arsenal, but obviously it'd be great to see if they did.
Yeah, and on that, there's a little, I don't want to say a connection between the two clubs, but we spoke about this on previous Portsmouth shows, and now they've actually joined each other. But obviously, when Thierry Henry scored those goals against Portsmouth, he was cheered off. He wore the Pompey shirt, and he spoke of the famous atmosphere that you've mentioned. And there's a little bit of connection between the two clubs, isn't there, from that?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, I vaguely remember that game. I was only small when it happened, but yeah, I think Arsenal must have won by about 4-1 or something. I think it was Teddy Sheringham.
It
was 5-1, excuse me. Yeah, I think it was Teddy Sheringham scoring the Portsmouth goal. And yeah, Thierry Henry ran the show completely that game. And then I remember the video of him walking around the Fratton end with the Portsmouth shirt. And that was a great touch. I think a lot of players appreciate the atmosphere that Fratton Park can generate. I think I remember Ronaldinho saying about the atmosphere in 2009, saying it was one of the best atmospheres he ever played with. And that was one of the best players in the world at that time. So it's always nice to hear that appreciation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an image I think not just Portsmouth fans, but fans remember him in that shirt, just trying to thank them and appreciate them for all of the atmosphere they created that night. But you mentioned the FA Cup money. You said perhaps maybe potentially Portsmouth weren't minded in a way, Ty. You know, obviously the money that comes of comes with it, a big team being on TV. This game will no doubtedly be on TV as well. It is a Tuesday night game because of obviously Portsmouth's exploits and all their cup competitions and Arsenal with the Europa League. But Kenny Jackett alluded to this as well. All the money they have earned this year, not just from the FA Cup, but the EFL trophy as well, this maybe might help within the last few days of the transfer window. And obviously it helps the team in the coming windows and obviously the rest of the year. What are you making from the statement and the money that Portsmouth have earned?
Oh, potentially, yeah. It's a very self-sustaining model to try and focus on using the money generated from cup competitions and so on to buy players. It can be very frustrating at times if you look and think, oh, that Portsmouth player can push Portsmouth to another level, but he's slightly out of budget. But I think the amount was £650,000 that Portsmouth have earned from cup competitions, which is nothing to sniff at League One level. And it could be either used to maybe buy an extra player in January or even to go towards maybe an under-23 side for Portsmouth, which they really need, or extra money for the youth facilities and so on. So it's only a good thing. As long as the squad depth is there to maintain consistent performances through the high amount of games that Portsmouth play, I've got no qualms about that at all.
Yeah, and not only that, obviously, who knows, it's wages for players. It does go a long, long way. And people, you know, there's been even talk just away from Portsmouth, Freddie, that people want to scrap replays, and this is the livelihoods for clubs who are down there and struggling, not necessarily Portsmouth, but this is the lifeblood for some clubs. What do you make of that when you hear that, you know, especially the so-called bigger managers saying, oh, scrap them, but this is not how it works, you know, and it has never worked over here for those lower league teams.
It's elitism, isn't it, really? Because, well, they don't know the circumstance of a lower league team getting a plum draw away from home and getting that extra gate receipt money. Teams like Exeter, I remember, when they played to get those two or one games against Liverpool in the Cup, those finances sorted them out for 2 years. That is the sort of that's the gap between Premier League teams and some Championship teams and everybody else. Those replays are essential for those sides to maintain their finances. And you look at the financial problems that football league clubs are having. I don't know how the scrapping replays in the FA Cup is even a conversation at the moment, considering all the problems that Macclesfield are having with not being able to play their players in Southend and the stuff with Bury for the start of the season. That debate, for me, it grinds my gears a lot. I don't know how the debate of scrapping cup replays is even being had, considering the financial problems that a lot of football league teams have had.
Yeah, Freddie, I must admit, I couldn't agree more. I think it's absolute nonsense. I think it's a complete disrespect for the lower league teams, maybe because managers aren't in that bubble. They just don't know, but it's an absolute disrespect. Let's quickly turn our attentions, though, to the league game. And obviously, another cliche, but your next game is your most important. But when you're on a run like this, and it is Sunderland, it just feels like a massive marker, one of, you know, a statement of intent. What are Portsmouth's intentions for the rest of the season, the business end of the season? What are you making of that contest?
It's going to be a very, very, very tough game. It's always a tough game when Portsmouth and Sunderland play each other. Both teams, with the pedigree of the players and how they play, is very similar. So it'll be down to completely tight margins. We'll put it from when the game at the Stadium of Light, Portsmouth were on top for half an hour, but then two defensive errors made Sunderland claw it back to 2-1, and then that was that. So I feel like exactly the same thing could potentially happen for either side at Fratton Park. It could be down to the finer details of which side will win or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what is your score prediction then, Freddie?
I'm going to go 2-1 Portsmouth.
Come on, 8 games winning streak. I just wanted you to do it. I cannot wait for next week. I really hope they do it, but you're so right. Next week is massive. Freddie Webb there, always a delight to talk to him. I've got to say, the Portsmouth fan show, the team are going from strength to strength. So is this fan show, but you can always have your say on this show. Look at Jake, he's at the games. It's all about you, the fans. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 028 70 20 558. Love Sport.